Welcome to the second hour's reading of the Midland Reporter-Telegram and the Odessa American. You can hear this program on Recording Library of West Texas Radio and on demand at recordinglibrary.org.
This is Connie reading the Odessa American for Wednesday, January 20th, 2021. MCH needs volunteers for vaccination effort. The caption reads, City organizations, including the City of Odessa, Odessa Fire Rescue, and Odessa Police Department, work to prepare a mass vaccination site alongside Medical Center Hospital at Tuesday afternoon at Ratliff Stadium. The article is written by Frederico Martinez. Medical Center Health System officials on Tuesday issued a plea for up to 80 community volunteers daily to help healthcare officials undertake the mass Pfizer COVID-19 vaccination expected to begin in Odessa this week. MCH President and CEO Russell Tippin said the volunteers are needed to help with traffic control once the hospital begins offering the vaccinations at Ratliff Stadium. To volunteers, send an email to volunteers@odessa-tx.gov. The biggest need we've identified as we wait for the vaccine to arrive are volunteers to help with traffic control, Tippin said during a virtual press conference with other local health officials on Tuesday. We need 50 to 80 volunteers each day. Our goal is to give a shot every 2 minutes. Once the first shipment of 3,900 doses of the Pfizer vaccine arrives, the vaccinations will be administered through a drive-through process at Ratliff Stadium, MCH Chief Nursing Officer Christian Abbott Timmons said. People will stay in their cars and get their shots, Timmons said. There will be no reason for people to get out of their cars. MCH officials are still waiting for their first weekly shipment of 3,900 doses of the Pfizer vaccination to arrive. The shipment has been expected to arrive on Monday. Once the vaccine arrives, the hospital and the City of Odessa will announce vaccination hours and locations, Timmons said. The vaccinations will be administered by Odessa Incident Command and MCH healthcare workers. In the meantime, MCHS officials are asking residents to pre-register for the vaccine at https://secure.echd.org/qdregvax/default.aspx. The pre-registration link is not for setting up appointment or a specific date and time to receive the vaccine, Timmons said. It is a pre-registration tool that will speed up the process of administering the vaccine. Community members that fall under the Phase 1 of the vaccination rollout are the first priority, but the pre-registration link is open to all. We have more than 9,000 people who have already pre-registered, which is great, Timmons said, but we know there are more than 9,000 people who need the vaccine. We're asking people to keep registering. MCH on Tuesday reported 74 COVID-19 patients, 46 who are in intensive care, and 22 on ventilators. Odessa Regional Community Center reported 25 patients, 16 in critical care, and 6 on ventilators. Health experts answer common questions. Question: if someone got a Moderna vaccine first, can they get a Pfizer vaccine as the second shot, or vice versa? Answer: no, the vaccines work differently and provide different doses. ORMC Chief Medical Officer Rohit Saravanan: using different vaccines will result in less immunity, he said. Question: is this something that people have to now get annually like a flu shot? Answer: we don't know the answer to that, Saravanan said, but it's not likely that people will have to receive it as frequently as a flu shot, which seems to mutate quicker. Question: do people have to wait 90 days after having COVID to get a vaccine? According to the CDC, it's okay to get the vaccine if your COVID symptoms were mild and you've had a minimum of 14 days to recover, Saravanan said. People should wait 90 days if their symptoms were severe, or at least 14 days if they have received another kind of vaccination within that time frame. Question: are the first and second shots essentially the same dose, or are they somehow different? Answer: the shots are exactly the same, Saravanan said. Question: can people who are vaccinated still carry the virus and expose others? Answer: it's not known for sure, Saravanan said. We think yes. Even after 2 weeks, people can still carry a low level of the virus, which could infect others. Ector County Health Authority Barbatuna Hindua added, just because you get vaccinated, that doesn't mean you are out of the danger zone. Question: can you explain if these vaccines protect against new strains? Answer: for now, the answer is yes, because the few variant strands that have appeared so far seem to be very similar to the coronavirus. Saravanan said the different strands don't appear to be mutating very much or as quickly as flu viruses. Getting involved. The caption reads, from left, project-based learning facilitator Valentina Riviera, senior Brianna Galindo, 17, senior Emmanuel Garcia, 17, senior Walter Martinez, 17, junior Angela Aguilar, 17, and student leadership teacher Ariel Thurber, posed for a group photo last Thursday morning at New Tech Odessa. Students and teachers within the school have started participating in a recycling program with Keep Odessa Beautiful. NTO students give back through recycling, by Ruth Campbell. Typically, capstone projects at George H.W. Bush New Tech Odessa are the accumulation of students' four-year career at the school. But this year, due to COVID-19, those projects are being completed as a class instead of as individuals. Recycling is the initiative. The school's website says the capstone experience is embedded in the NTO four-year journey and career experience. This is the accumulating academic effort event for all senior learners. Learners demonstrate and present their work completed in the four-year academic program at NTO, their community involvement career experience, and mastery of the NTO SWLO's school-wide learning outcomes in the capstone experience presentation, the site says. Seniors Brianna Galindo, Emmanuel Garcia, and Walter Martinez, all 17, and junior Angela Aguilar, also 17, are just a few of the students involved. Aguilar is part of the student council. She said the recycling initiative has been promoted throughout campus and students are buying in. The project-based research facilitator, Valentina Riviera, said they are recycling plastic water bottles currently and hope to add more items in the future. They are working with Keep Odessa Beautiful, which she said supplied recycling bins. I feel the benefits of recycling is of just going green and having some consideration and some thought for what's around us, of what things we need to take care of and things we can do better at in preserving the world that we live in, Aguilar said. This being his senior year of high school, Martinez said he just wanted to help the community. It will definitely help instead of just throwing it in the regular trash where it's going to waste. They will be able to make it into something else and reuse it. It's better for us, better for the earth, Martinez said. Galindo said they haven't been able to do as much as previous senior classes, so it feels good to be able to do something. Like she said, it's a big project this year because usually we'd be having our own individual things. But I think it's cool that we still get to do this together and as a whole class, Garcia said. I think it's really good this year because we're also reaching out to our campuses and reach out to our families so we can recycle as much as possible. Riviera said students are currently attending school virtually and in person. Normally, they devise individual projects. When we started brainstorming what projects were out there for us to do that we could share among the virtual students and the face-to-face students, we thought about the recycling and then, of course, the student council. They're always doing something good for the community, too. We talked it over and figured out that it's something that the whole school can do no matter what happens. If we all go virtual or we all stay face-to-face, Riviera said. The student council or some of the seniors pick up the recycled products and there are volunteers that drop them off at the recycling center. Sometimes she'll let the seniors know they can drop off the items to be recycled in the back of her truck, and she takes them to the recycling center. Riviera said the project started before Christmas break, and cardboard boxes were used. They got the blue plastic recycling bins about 2 weeks ago, making the project more official. We will be keeping a spreadsheet of how much we recycle, Riviera said. That is something Odessa Beautiful has asked us to do. Hopefully, between Mrs. Thurber and myself, we can continue for years to come. Thurber is Ariel Thurber, Digital Media and Student Leadership Facilitator. It's opened up a little bit of awareness, Riviera said. That's what we're trying to do. The caption reads, a Keep Odessa Beautiful recycling box sits at the entrance of the new Tech Odessa. Still reading from the front page, pools to open this summer? Maybe so. Patton pitches pool openings to council during virtual meeting by OA News at oaoa.com. A work session of Odessa's City Council on Tuesday afternoon covered a variety of topics from opening the city's pools this summer to hearing an overview of the city's timeline for a new fire station. Steve Patton, the city's park director, told council members of the need to quickly make a decision on the city pools, as staff must be hired and a contract for management of the pools needs to be worked out. Last summer, due to COVID, the pools did not open, and Patton is suggesting going with a 75% occupancy this summer to maintain social distancing while giving Odessaans the chance to take a dip. Council members agreed to make a quick decision to accommodate the request, with most agreeing with Patton that it is important to offer citizens the chance to go to the city pools. Patton said opening the pools at less than 75% capacity is not a good option due to the loss of revenue. We need a game plan, he told council members during the virtual meeting. He reported that the cost to run the pools could be about $280,000 and was questioned about why the cost is more this year. More cleaning and crowd control, he said. Council member Deidre White questioned that, and Patton told her and others that the price is not set and that he and city manager Michael Moreo will go back and negotiate. Both White and Mayor Javier Hoven voiced support for the pools, with Hoven saying that he is hoping for a return to normalcy. Council also heard about options for recycling and asked for more information on the matter before reaching a decision. Concerns about littering and more trash in the streets if the city doesn't offer recycling services were voiced. The matter will be taken up later by the council with more information to be presented. Council also accepted donations from Occidental Petroleum and Walmart Community, grants to Odessa Fire Rescue, and noted the generosity of the grants. Moreno also pitched the council on a retreat for strategic planning. He said he wasn't asking council to go out of town, but rather to carve out time for a day or two to go over everything from procedure to policy and to come up with a shared vision to formulate a direction that the city should strive for. All in attendance agreed it would be a good thing for newly elected members and a refresher for others. We need to look 5 to 10 to 15 years down the road, Moreno told council. Council member Mark Mehta said it would also be a good way for council members to get to know each other, and Hoven said he believes retreats are helpful for elected officials to gain a better understanding of their positions. 355 days. For 355 days, the city has fought a lawsuit brought by the Odessa American to enforce the state law that guarantees the public's right to see basic police records. Through January 6, the city has spent $112,138.47 of taxpayers' dollars to fight releasing information on crime in Odessa. COVID-19 news by the numbers. Ector County numbers are not updated daily. ECISD daily cases, 14 students, 14 staff. U.S. cases as of Sunday, 23,653,919 total confirmed and 394,495 deaths. Find out more at dhsh.state.tx.us or the CDC site at tinyurl.com/tztrjlf. See the ECISD COVID-19 dashboard at tinyurl.com/Y69TPTUQ. COVID-19 vaccines. Medical Center Hospital will soon administer the Pfizer COVID-19 vaccine. For updates, details, or to pre-register, visit mchodessa.com. Odessa Regional Medical Center, 520 East 6th Street, is expecting COVID-19 vaccine soon. The vaccine is free of charge while supplies last. Please check on vaccine availability. For more information, call 432-582-8549 or visit tinyurl.com/Y3JQHZ89. Walgreens is currently delivering vaccinations to long-term care facilities and will have vaccines for the public sometime in 2021. For more updates or information, visit tinyurl.com/Y31NWU83. HEB has requested more COVID-19 vaccines from the state of Texas. Once they have vaccine eligible, customers can sign up using the scheduler to receive a COVID-19 vaccine at no cost. To sign up, updates, or information, visit vaccine.heb.com. The CVS stores will soon have the no-cost COVID-19 vaccine available. They will administer in a phased approach based on state guidelines when available to pharmacies. For updates or information, visit tinyurl.com/Y508QJE4. Local News Roundup. Blood Drive. The Odessa Family YMCA, 3001 East University Boulevard, has scheduled a blood drive from 3 p.m. to 7 p.m. Thursday. Walk-ins are welcome or request a specific time. To sign up, visit www.vitalant.org or call 432-425-4001. Men's Ministry, First United Methodist Church, 415 North Lee Avenue, has scheduled a men's ministry for men of all ages at 8 a.m. Saturday. They will meet to have fun, to inform, and for their future. Breakfast will be included. There is no charge to attend. Call 337-1527 or visit tinyurl.com/Y522RRHK. Empty Bowls Fundraiser. West Texas Food Bank has scheduled a 2021 Empty Bowls Fundraiser from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. January 30th at the new Innovative Gardens at the Midland Facility, 1601 West Cliff Drive, Midland. Tickets, $15 per person, includes the handmade ceramic bowl. For tickets or information, visit tinyurl.com/Y3GRVQSY. West Texas Bull Invasion. West Texas Bull Invasion has been scheduled at 8 p.m. March 5th and at 10 p.m. March 6th at the Ector County Coliseum, 4201 North Andrews Highway. Call 214-718-1039 or visit tinyurl.com/Y4QYE8ZT. Innovative Forensics solves 55-year-old Jane Dane case. OA News at OAOA.com. innovative forensic has identified a woman who reportedly drowned in a motel swimming pool 55 years ago in Pecos. The woman was identified by Pecos Police Department Chief Lisa Tarango on Tuesday as Jolene Hemi of Salina, Kansas. Innovative Forensic is an investigative genetic geology from providing services to law enforcement. Corporal Felix Salcido, the Pecos Police Department, and I are very pleased to have been able to meet with the Hemi family in person and virtually to deliver the news to them about their missing family member, Tarango stated during the press conference. Although the meeting was obviously bittersweet for this beautiful family, this does allow for a small comfort in knowing about where she had been located. The family have mourned their missing sister for almost 55 years and are so thankful to all the entities and people who assisted our department through this part of the investigation, knowing without them this would not have been possible. The genetic genealogy investigative team with Innovative Forensics fortified this investigation with their ongoing day-by-day efforts of investigation into every lead that was developed. The incident happened July 5, 1966, at Roper's Motel in Pecos, a press release detailed. The young couple, who listed their name as Mr. and Miss Russell Batuon, was a 25-year-old man with blonde hair and a slight build, while the woman, Hemi, had long dark hair and large dark eyes. Hemi was seen around the pool earlier that day by motel employees, the press release stated. Later in the afternoon, while the man was in the room asleep, a motel maid found the woman unresponsive in the motel swimming pool. Hemi was pulled from the water and taken to Reeves Memorial Hospital, where she was pronounced dead. The man reportedly woke up during the commotion and took everything in the room, including any possible identification of him and Hemi, checked out of the motel, and left. Police were unable to identify Hemi or locate the man, the press release stated. Innovative Forensic works with law enforcement agencies from the submission of a case through conclusion, whether it is a violent crime, cold case, a missing person, living identification, or unidentified descendant. To find out how Innovative Forensic can help your agency, visit www.innovativeforensic.com. Local News Roundup. Man-woman charged with assaulting each other. A 49-year-old man and his 47-year-old girlfriend were arrested after they reportedly assaulted each other with a knife. Ruben Benavides, 49, and Christy Ramirez, 47, were charged with aggravated assault with a deadly weapon, family violence, and second-degree felony. The reported assault happened at 9:38 p.m. January 16th in the 1600 block of West 18th Street and Odessa Police Department probable cause affidavit stated. The complaint identified as Ramirez reportedly told dispatch that her boyfriend Benavides had attacked her with a knife. Officers spoke with Benavides, who stated that Ramirez had gone crazy and began breaking stuff in the house. Benavides stated that Ramirez grabbed a glass and began swinging it at him. Benavides stated that Ramirez grabbed a knife and began attacking him with it, the affidavit stated. Benavides stated that Ramirez poked him with a knife on his stomach. Benavides stated he wrestled the knife away from Ramirez and then she began hitting, kicking, and scratching him. Officers reportedly saw a mark on Benavides' stomach that is consistent with his story that Ramirez poked him with a knife, but not enough to draw blood. Officers also saw scratches and marks on Benavides' face, hands, and legs with blood all over him. Ramirez stated she got into an argument with Benavides and that he grabbed a knife and started to attack her, the affidavit stated. Ramirez stated that Benavides grabbed her while inside and put the knife to her throat. Ramirez stated that Benavides struck her and threw her to the ground when they were outside. Officers reportedly saw Ramirez had dirt on her pants, which is consistent with what she stated. Ramirez had cuts and marks on her fingers, lip, and wrist with blood all over her. Benavides and Ramirez were each arrested, charged, and transported to the Ector County Law Enforcement Center. Benavides and Ramirez each have one bond totaling $25,000, and both were still in custody as of Tuesday afternoon, jail records show. Woman charged with assaulting uncle with snow globe. An Odessa Police Department probable cause affidavit detailed that a 50-year-old woman assaulted her 77-year-old uncle with a snow globe. Priscilla Blanco was charged with aggravated assault with a deadly weapon, family violence, a second-degree felony. The reported assault happened at 11:01 a.m. January 14th in the 2100 block of North Muskingum Avenue, the affidavit stated. Officers reportedly talked with 77-year-old William Blanco, who stated an argument started between Priscilla Blanco and himself. Priscilla Blanco closed a door and William Blanco attempted to open it. Priscilla Blanco opened the door and struck her uncle in the back of the neck and head with a large glass snow globe, the affidavit stated. The snow globe shattered and left glass shards over her uncle. Priscilla Blanco reportedly had cuts on her hands from broken glass, and when she was asked what happened, she stated she was attacked and scratched by her uncle that caused her to bleed on her hands. Priscilla Blanco continued to tell police that she had to defend herself by hitting her uncle with a glass snow globe, the affidavit detailed. Priscilla Blanco was arrested, charged, and transported to the Ector County Law Enforcement Center. She has one bond totaling $25,000 and was still in custody as of Tuesday afternoon, jail records show.
Hello, this is Michael, continuing to read inside articles from the Odessa American, published Wednesday, January 20th. Innovative Forensic Solves 55-Year-Old Jane Dane Case. Innovative Forensic has identified a woman who reportedly drowned in a motel swimming pool 55 years ago in Pecos. The woman was identified by Pecos Police Department Chief Lisa Tarango on Tuesday as Jolaine Hemme of Salina, Kansas. Innovative Forensic is an investigative genetic genealogy firm providing services to law enforcement. Corporal Felix Salcido, the Pecos Police Department, and I are so pleased to have been able to meet with the Hemme family in person and virtually to deliver the news to them about their missing family member, Tarango stated during the press conference. Although the meeting was obviously bittersweet for this beautiful family, this does allow for a small comfort in knowing about where she had been located. The family have mourned their missing sister for almost 55 years and are so thankful to all the entities and people who assisted our department through this part of the investigation, knowing without them, this would not have been possible. The genetic genealogy investigative team with Innovative Forensics fortified this investigation with their ongoing day-by-day efforts of investigation into every lead that was developed. The incident happened July 5, 1966, at Roper's Motel in Pecos, a press release detailed. the young couple, who listed their names as Mr. and Mrs. Russell Baton, was a 25-year-old man with blonde hair and a slight build, while the woman, Hemi, had long dark hair and large dark eyes. Hemi was seen around the pool earlier that day by motel employees, the press release stated. Later in the afternoon, while the man was in the room asleep, a motel maid found the woman unresponsive in the motel swimming pool. Hemi was pulled from the water and taken to Reeves Memorial Hospital, where she was pronounced dead. The man reportedly woke up during the commotion and took everything in the room, including any possible identification of him and Hemi, checked out of the motel, and left. Police were unable to identify Hemi or locate the man, the press release stated. Innovative Forensics works with law enforcement agencies from the submission of a case through conclusion, whether it is a violent crime, cold case, a missing person, living identification, or unidentified decedent. To find out how Innovative Forensic can help your agency, visit www.innovativeforensic.com. Local News Roundup. Man and woman charged with assaulting each other. A 49-year-old man and his 47-year-old girlfriend were arrested after they reportedly assaulted each other with a knife. Ruben Benavidez, 49, and Christy Ramirez, 47, were charged with aggravated assault with a deadly weapon, family violence, a second-degree felony. The reported assault happened at 9:38 p.m. January 16th in the 1600 block of West 18th Street, an Odessa Police Department probable cause affidavit stated. The complainant, identified as Ramirez, reportedly told dispatch that her boyfriend, Benavidez, had attacked her with a knife. Officers spoke with Benavidez, who stated that Ramirez had gone crazy and began breaking stuff in the house. Benavidez stated that Ramirez grabbed a glass and began swinging it at him. Benavidez stated that Ramirez grabbed a knife and began attacking him with it, the affidavit stated. Benavidez stated that Ramirez poked him with the knife on his stomach. Benavidez stated he wrestled the knife away from Ramirez, and then she began hitting, kicking, and scratching him. Officers reportedly saw a mark on Benavidez's stomach that is consistent with his story, that Ramirez poked him with the knife, but not enough to draw blood. Officers also saw scratches and marks on Benavidez's face, hands, and legs, with blood all over him. Ramirez stated she got into an argument with Benavidez and that he grabbed a knife and started to attack her, the affidavit stated. Ramirez stated that Benavidez grabbed her while inside and put the knife to her throat. Ramirez stated that Benavidez struck her and threw her to the ground when they were outside. Officers reportedly saw Ramirez had dirt on her pants, which is consistent with what she stated. Ramirez had cuts and marks on her fingers, lip, and wrist with blood all over her. Benavidez and Ramirez were each arrested, charged, and transported to the Ector County Law Enforcement Center. Benavidez and Ramirez each have one bond totaling $25,000, and both were still in custody as of Tuesday afternoon, jail records show. Woman charged with assaulting uncle with snow globe. An Odessa Police Department probable cause affidavit stated that a 55-year-old woman assaulted her 77-year-old uncle with a snow globe. Priscilla Blanco was charged with aggravated assault with a deadly weapon, family violence, a second-degree felony. The reported assault happened at 11:01 a.m. January 14th in the 2100 block of North Muskingum Avenue, the affidavit stated. Officers reportedly talked with 77-year-old William Blanco, who stated an argument started between Priscilla Blanco and himself. Priscilla Blanco closed a door, and William Blanco attempted to open it. Priscilla Blanco opened the door and struck her uncle in the back of the neck and head with a large glass snow globe, the affidavit stated. The snow globe shattered and left glass shards over her uncle. Priscilla Blanco reportedly had cuts on her hands from broken glass, and when she was asked what happened, she stated she was attacked and scratched by her uncle that caused her to bleed on her hands. Priscilla Blanco continued to tell police that she had to defend herself by hitting her uncle with a glass snow globe, the affidavit detailed. Priscilla Blanco was arrested, charged, and transported to the Ector County Law Enforcement Center. She has one bond totaling $25,000 and was still in custody as of Tuesday afternoon. Jail records show.
Obituaries. Yvonne Collins, Odessa. Yvonne Collins died January 18, 2021 in Odessa at age 89 after a brief illness. Yvonne was born in Hell Center, Texas on January 11, 1931 to Velma and Sam Hallmark. She spent her early years living on her farm. As a girl, she used to say that she was born in the barn and her dog was born under the barn. She graduated from Lubbock High School in 11th grade. She attended Texas Tech University and married her husband, Marlon Collins, on January 30, 1949. Yvonne is preceded in death by her husband, Marlon Collins, her parents, and one sister. She is survived by three daughters and son-in-laws, Pam Ernest and her husband, Gerald of Odessa, Cindy Daniels and her husband Homer of Odessa, Dixie Jones and her husband Carl of Spicewood, seven great-grandsons. She is also survived by her sister Jerry Rogers. Yvonne's family would like to express thanks all the members of the team at Medical Center Hospital for risking their health during Yvonne's illness to provide her care and helping the family stay connected with Yvonne during her last days. Services will be at Sunset Memorial Funeral Home Chapel in Odessa, Texas on Thursday, January 21st, 2021 at 10 a.m. with burial to follow. A recording of the service can be viewed on Sunset Memorial Gardens website. Donations in her memory can be made to the charity of your choice. Arrangements are entrusted to Sunset Memorial Gardens and Funeral Home. To send family condolences, please sign her guest book at www.sunsetodessa.com. Kenneth David Wallander, Odessa. Kenneth David Wallander, also known as K. David, July 28, 1939 to January 12, 2021, passed away at his residence in Odessa, Texas. Funeral services will be held at 1 p.m. Wednesday, January 20, 2021 at 1 at Sunset Memorial Funeral Home in Odessa with Reverend Dr. Jimmy Braswell officiating. Burial will follow at Sunset Memorial Gardens. Born in Anderson, Missouri, to Kenneth Clay Wallander and Ella Marcella Wallander, as a child he lived in Farmington, New Mexico, before his family moved to Crane, Texas for work. He graduated from Crane High School in 1957. In 1965, he married the love of his life, Linda Perry, and got his dream job of selling and moved his family to Monahans, Texas, where he became the area manager. In 1972, he moved to New Orleans, Louisiana, to become the district area manager for South Louisiana and became the top salesman for the next 5 years. He left Louisiana and headed back to West Texas, where he and Linda started their own company, Reaction Chemical Enterprises Incorporated, considered by many to be the top independent chemical company in the Permian Basin. He is preceded in death by his parents, Kenneth Clay Wallander and Ella Marcel Wallander, and his wife, Linda Perry Wallander. Survivors include his children, Tyne Wallander of Odessa, Joe Wallander and wife Charlotte of Midland, Molly Harris of Lubbock, Marcel Patterson and husband Chad, Michael Smith and husband Eric. Grandchildren, there were 8 and 10 great-grandchildren. His sister, Patricia Hill of Odessa. Arrangements are entrusted to Sunset Memorial Gardens and Funeral Home. To send condolences to the family, please sign his guest book at www.sunsetodessa.com. Claudia Jane Robertson, Burnett. Claudia Jane Robertson, 68, died on January 15, 2021 at Oaks Nursing Center in Burnett, Texas. She was born in Odessa, Texas on August 10, 1952 to Darlene McQuiston Robertson and William K. Robertson. She graduated from Odessa High School in 1970 and went to Houston Baptist to study nursing. Claudia then returned to Odessa to get her RN from Odessa College. She worked for Dr. Turner and Dr. Albert Finch, and in later years, she worked for St. John's Episcopal Schools in the pre-K and kindergarten classes. After a debilitating fall, she entered a nursing home in Odessa and later transferred to the Oaks Nursing Home in Burnett, Texas in 2014. She is survived by her sister, Judy Heslop of Roscoe, Illinois, her brother, Bill Robertson, and wife, Liz, of Odessa, her niece, Angie Ranson, and husband, John, of Pagosa Springs, Colorado, her niece, Catherine Nielsen, and husband, John, of Burnett, Texas, and her nephew, Chris Robertson, and wife, Summer, of Round Rock, Texas. She is also survived by 4 great-nieces, 4 great-nephews, and 2 great-great-nephews, and several special cousins. Graveside services are scheduled for 3 p.m. Thursday, January 21, 2021, at Sunset Memorial Gardens with Byron McWilliams, pastor of First Baptist Church, officiating. The family requests the attending guests to please wear a mask. In lieu of flowers, donations in her memory may be made to the First Baptist Church of Odessa Music Ministry, 709 North Lee Avenue, Odessa, Texas, 79761, or the Ellen Noel Art Museum, 4909 East University, Odessa, Texas, 79762. Arrangements are entrusted to Sunset Memorial Gardens and Funeral Home. To send condolences to the family, please sign her guest book at www.sunsetodessa.com. Elena Bell Henson, Boyd, Texas. Elena Bell Henson, 17, of Boyd, Texas, died Sunday, January 3, 2021, in Boyd, Texas. Celebration of Life is scheduled for 6 to 8 p.m. January 23, 2021 at Barn 77, 2700 South County Road, 1218 Midland. Reverend Jimmy Braswell is officiating. Arrangements are by Acres West Funeral Chapel of Odessa. More death notices. Sandra Berry Moore, Odessa. Sandra Berry Moore, 75, of Odessa, died Wednesday, January 13, 2021, in Odessa. Memorial service is scheduled for 11 a.m. Saturday, January 23, 2021, at Acres West Funeral Chapel. Reverend Jimmy Braswell is officiating. Arrangements are by the Acres West Funeral Chapel of Odessa. Brittany Irene Nito, Odessa. Brittany Irene Nito, 26, of Odessa, died Friday, January 15, 2021, in Odessa. Funeral service is scheduled for 10 a.m. January 21, 2021, at Lighthouse of Hope Church, 5533 Map Street, Odessa. Burial will follow at American Heritage Cemetery, 4100 Farm to Market Road, 1788 Midland. Arrangements are by Llewellyn Garcia Pippin Funeral Home of Midland. Arvell Clyde Bud Bush, Pecos. Arvell Clyde Bud Bush, 85, of Odessa, died Sunday, January 17, 2021, in Pecos. Funeral service is scheduled for 1 p.m. Monday, January 25th, 2021 at Acres West Funeral Chapel. Burial will follow at Sunset Memorial Gardens. Arrangements are by Acres West Funeral Chapel of Odessa. Tracy D. Jane Kerrigan, Grape Creek. Tracy D. Jane Kerrigan, 43, of Grape Creek, died Monday, January 18, 2021, in Grape Creek. No services have been scheduled. Arrangements are by Schaefer Funeral Home, Grape Creek of San Angelo. Domingo Mingo Estrada, Odessa. Domingo Mingo Estrada, 79, of Odessa, died Saturday, January 9, 2021, in Odessa. Funeral service is scheduled at 10 a.m. Friday, January 22, 2021, at St. Anthony's Catholic Church. Burial will follow at Ector County Cemetery, Odessa, 2 section. Arrangements are by Martinez Funeral Home and Crematory of Odessa.
Cough needs to be investigated. To Your Good Health by Dr. Keith Roach. Wednesday, January 20th. Dear Dr. Roach, you once wrote a column on chronic cough and suggested a medication that might be useful in treating this. Would you please remind me of the drug name? I have an elderly mother who suffers daily with this affliction. She can no longer have a conversation or speak on the phone because of it. Even activities of daily living are interrupted by these episodes. We have tried a number of options. Some have worked for a while, but nothing for any length of time. I would appreciate any info you could give me. Answer. Severe cough like your mother's deserves a thorough workup, and although a regular physician can certainly handle most cases of cough, an expert is appropriate for the kind of cough that lasts for months and resists a diagnosis. Hopefully, she can see a pulmonologist, although there are cases of cough outside the lungs, including the ear, nose, throat, postnasal drip, and stomach, acid reflux. Some drugs, especially ACE inhibitors, are well known to cause chronic cough. I've had a few cases of people who have had exhaustive evaluations with no answer. Some people have a neurological cause, laryngeal neuropathy, and have responded well to medication such as gabapentin. I've had the rare patient in whom nothing has worked and have tried an opiate cough suppressant, tramadol. This medication should not be used lightly, nor in a person with a history of substance abuse, and the ordering physician should carefully monitor treatment.
Dear Abby, son may be hasty and plan to sign up for fatherhood. Dear Abby, my 25-year-old son has been dating a girl for 2 or 3 months. She seems very nice. She has 2 children and is pregnant with her 3rd child. She's due in 3 months. The child is not my son's. I was told by some friends of my son that he's planning to sign the birth certificate as the father. He understands the implications. How do I convince him that, although he feels like he and this girl will be together for the long haul, this is a poor decision to make, especially because of the short length of time they have been dating? Too much, too soon. Dear Too Much Too Soon, although it can be difficult to convince someone in the throes of new love, you and your son's friends should urge him to discuss this with a lawyer before signing anything. He needs input from someone who is not emotionally involved and can explain the legal ramifications of what he's considering. Not all romances have storybook endings, but if this relationship leads to marriage in the future, he can always adopt or provide financially for the child if he wishes. I sincerely hope you and the others who care about him can get through to your son. Dear Abby, my college-aged granddaughter is no longer speaking to me, answering my phone calls or allowing her other grandmother, who raised her, to post anything on Facebook where I can see what she is doing. My granddaughter came to live with me last summer because she worked a summer job here. I asked her if she was gay, not because I think she is, but as a prelude to a conversation about not allowing other girls to recruit her into a same-sex relationship, as I saw in college and while teaching public school. Although I tried to explain, things have grown progressively worse. My son and her mother married when she was 7 and divorced when she was 13. Over the years, I worked hard to develop and maintain a relationship with her. Now, she has told the other grandmother that she will never speak to me again. Was what I did so bad? And what should I do now? Other grandmother in North Carolina. Dear Other, what you said wasn't bad, but it was misinformed and heavy-handed. While same-sex relationships do happen in high school and college, young people don't usually indulge unless they are already at least bi-curious. Even then, straight people don't suddenly turn gay. Your granddaughter may still be trying to figure out her sexual orientation, which could be why she has reacted so strongly. If you are wise, you will allow her the time she needs to sort it out, rather than push or panic. Royal Stars by Madeline Aslan. The stars are the kind of day you'll have. 5 dynamic, 4 positive, 3 average, 2 so-so, 1 difficult. A baby born today has a sun in Aquarius and a moon in Aries until 12:56 p.m. when the moon enters Taurus. Happy birthday for Wednesday, January 20, 2021. Intensely alive, improvisatory and kind, your resilience is all the stronger due to your good humor. This year, you stage a spectacular comeback, and it is extremely successful. Be patient, and it will do even better. If single, so freewheeling are you that you're a better friend than a spouse. If attached, you share your hopes and dreams intimately, and it's a mutually generous bond. Libra enchants you. Aries, March 21 through April 19, 5 stars. Today should be especially happy and upbeat. You tend to act spontaneously, and business and pleasure combine gracefully. Pathways open to make life more comfortable and beautiful in many ways. Relationships stabilize. Tonight, a family member needs encouragement. Taurus, April 20 through May 20, 3 stars. Today finds you more introspective than usual. A dream brings insight. There is a strong focus on enhancing your public image and good name. Keep the importance of credibility in mind, and all will be well. Tonight, enjoy a long herbal soak in the tub. Gemini, May 21 through June 20, 5 stars. Today introduces new and novel ideas, as well as some intriguing and bright acquaintances. Travel and adventure will beckon. Your vitality and enthusiasm will be high. A controversial issue can be successfully addressed. Tonight, easy, clever expression of ideas. Cancer, June 21 through July 22. 3 stars. Expect some changes in your finances. Avoid risks. Seek bargains. If those around you are in need, offer advice and encouragement instead of financial resources. Make a game plan for your future work. Tonight, reach out to fellow colleagues. Leo, July 23 through August 22. 4 stars. Problem solving and exchanging information are favored today. Meetings can be exceptionally productive. Attachments and relationships are in a state of transformation. Unexpected events are pending, perhaps an upcoming job change. Strong influences affect your sector of foreign places. Tonight, especially memorable. Virgo, August 23 through September 22, 3 stars. New long-term financial strategies are worth considering. A settlement could go your way. You'll feel pensive and ready for something fresh and novel. The ideas of others offer a shift in perspective. Tonight, accents the value of cooperation and support. Libra, September 23 through October 22, 3 stars. A partner is unpredictable. Do not worry. Others voice positive thoughts and plans that impact you. Cooperate and examine opposing viewpoints. It's a good day for building relationships with friends and for expressing creative ideas. Tonight, sorting it out with your partner. Scorpio, October 23 through November 21. 4 stars. Old patterns are breaking. You might experience a sense of reinventing yourself. Dispel confusion with stronger light to work under. Getting organized is important as your daily agenda is busy. Others are more responsive to what you say. Tonight, your social prospects brighten. Sagittarius, November 22 through December 21. 3 stars. passions are strong today. You may feel the need to right a wrong or to confront a problem. The past foreshadows the pattern of present events. Cultivate a creative outlet to focus your energy in a productive way. Tonight, a sense of déjà vu. Capricorn, December 22 through January 19. 3 stars. Today evokes sentiment and memories. This can involve contact with someone you knew long ago. A real estate transaction, home repair, or decorating project needs your attention. Family members share their thoughts regarding the future. Listen closely to them. Tonight, stay open. Aquarius, January 20 through February 18. 4 stars. Today brings some restlessness. Double-check facts and instructions. Verify plans. There's a rushed quality prevailing. Much is happening simultaneously, yet you thrive on the fast pace. Tonight, multitasking and examining new information affects your status quo. Pisces, February 19 through March 20. 3 stars. Opportunities to add to your income are presented to you. Hone your saleable job skills or learn a new trade to enhance your financial prospects. Shop for an item you've longed for. It will make you feel better. Tonight, reach out to an elderly relative. Born today, guitarist Lead Belly, 1888, naturalist Joy Adamson, 1910, comedian Bill Maher, 1956.
Thank you for joining us for the readings of the Midland Reporter-Telegram and the Odessa American. This is the Recording Library of West Texas, enriching the lives of individuals with physical, visual, and learning disabilities since 1963. You can hear this program on Recording Library of West Texas Radio and on demand with your computer or favorite mobile device at recordinglibrary.org.